This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of, as I like to say, being part of the solution. You should all be part of the solution. And the way you do that is you get informed, then you get engaged, then you figure out what it is you're going to do. Really, seriously. And how are you going to get engaged? You know, a lot of you don't even know where to start. And I keep trying to tell you, though, those of you who've been listening to the show for any length of time, you know exactly how I feel about this stuff, right? You can get involved. You can get engaged. You can do it by helping out a local rep of some kind. I don't care whether it's a school board member, a water board member, whatever, a city council, town council, whatever it is in your area. If you feel that these people are worth it, then get involved with them. Help them win. Help them get the seat that you think that they can do the best job in. And then hold your feet to the fire afterward. Don't let them off easy. You know, and that's why I say to you, we know it's a representative government. If the people in that area, the people who elected that representative, if that's what they want, that's who they're going to keep. I'm loving the fact right now that a lot of them, AOC and Omar, are in trouble in their own areas. Their approval ratings are in the toilet, as well as it should be, because they're not the people they said they would. Even the people around them, they're not the people they said they would. And, you know, this Representative Tlaib, who was all up in arms, you know, everybody was up in arms about Netanyahu. You know, President Trump said, you know, if I was Netanyahu, I wouldn't let them in. What either? They hate your country. They hate your people. They have nothing nice to say about Israel or the Israeli people or the Jews, and you want them there? And some of you soft squishies are going, well, maybe if they came here and saw what we were all about. No, they're not going to change their mind. The hate is the hate is the hate. They are not going to change their mind. Many of those people, and when I say those people, though, I'm not talking about Muslims, but many of those kind of people, the people who think that the Jews are bad, Israel is bad, and all that, they've been brought up that way. That's been pounded in their head forever. And the only way you're going to fix that is not with a trip to Israel, but maybe with a one-to-one or relationships with people around them, but they won't sit with people around them that are Jews. So Tlaib, again, Netanyahu said, okay, you know what? No, you guys aren't welcome here. You and Omar, you're not welcome here. Right? And everybody go, well, you know, you shouldn't do that. They're diplomats. Don't remember, they seem to have a selective recall when Obama wouldn't meet with Netanyahu. Remember that? When you saw pictures of Obama and Netanyahu together, there was a legitimate looking disdain on the face of President Obama for Netanyahu. Hated everything about him. It was so obvious. There was no love there. There was no willing to work through things there, any of that. And now he's got a president that'll work with him. But on top of this, you got Tlaib and Omar, who constantly rail on Israel. Remember that whole Benjamin's comment? Right? That's not a joke. This is real stuff. Why do I want them? If I have somebody that's constantly pounding on me, constantly railing on me and telling lies on me and letting people know they hate me, why would I want them in my house, around my kids, and around people that I do love and care about? I don't. Just don't want them there. So then Netanyahu decides, you know what? Tlaib says she wants to see her grandma. Now, she could have saw her grandmother. She didn't have to do it the way they were, they, you know, through Israel. It would have taken an extra, I think Tammy looked it up last night, it was an extra 40 minutes to an hour. She would have had to, you know, drive around to get there. So I guess she didn't want to see her grandma that bad. But before that ink even dried, we were talking about, well, she don't want to see her that bad because she could drive to see her. She could go out of her way to try to see her grandmother. Tlaib says she's not going. Even though she's got permission, this whole thing about, I want to see my grandma. I'd like to go see my grandma. Her hate for Israel, her hate for the Jews is so strong that she's willing not to see her grandmother over it. Think about that. And then let me see if I get this one right, because I know I'm going to screw this up. You know, you guys all know I'll screw this up. The U.S. representative, the representative for Israel, the Israeli minister, said that Representative Tlaib just tweeted that she won't be coming to Israel. Just yesterday, she sent a letter asking to visit her 90-year-old grandmother, saying it might be my last chance to meet with her. He said, in a gesture of goodwill and on a humanitarian basis, I've agreed to let her come and visit her grandma. But it was just a provocative request, obviously, aimed at bashing the state of Israel, because she's now no longer interested in coming to see her grandmother. I tell you what, my mom, my grandma, if it was my last chance, or it might be my last chance to see them or be with them or spend some time with them, would I let this get in my way? Would I let government stuff get in my way? No, the only thing that would keep it from happening is the hate for another people. And somebody said these are kind of dueling statements from Tlaib. No, they're not. They're statements from a liar, from a hating liar who doesn't really much care except for their own agenda, their own thing that they want to do. And so they could bring true hate to the whole situation. Well, we're going to bring true love to the whole situation in a few minutes. Sandra Gibb joins me to discuss the issues of the day. And he was fired up and at it. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side with GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, that is. But let's just get right to it, because I know you've been waiting for him. You know, he joins us every week. I always enjoy the time that he spends with us and his insight, keen insight on what goes on. Well, the man you've all been waiting for, and let's not fool each other. I know you don't tune in for me tonight. You always tune in for Xander. Joe Messina, always a pleasure to have you with me. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week, to help kind of kick off the weekend. Xander, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Joe. I can't believe it's the weekend already.
I know, right? I mean, it seemed like we just talked yesterday. Not really, but it sounds good for radio.
For sure.
So have you seen the Queenie lately? I mean, I know you're in and around and about and all that.
She calls me occasionally, but, you know, I don't take her calls so often because she She only calls to berate me and tell me how frustrated she is with the British government. But, you know, we're still pals.
Yeah. Yeah. Is she in for this whole Brexit thing? Because apparently you guys are, the parliament over there can't figure out whether the people really want it or don't want it.
Oh, please. I think she's for it because it goes some way to restoring her sovereignty. Because the queen is supposedly the head of
the
nation.
You're right. That's true.
You know, there are some things I don't get the queen. Like, apparently the queen is the head of the Church of England. I thought that was, you know, part of Jesus' job. I saw yesterday that the people were saying that Boris Johnson is not quite sure whether they're going to get Brexit for the 31st of October. You know, it might need to be extended because they're saying that if he goes through with that and goes with a no-deal Brexit, they're going to do a no-confidence vote in his government, which would trigger an election.
Really?
But I'm just like, you know, get on with it already. We're so tired of it. But, you know, the thing is that, like, it affects so many other things. Like, you can't go into a store here without having, you have to buy, like, a kilo of something. Rather than, you know, like a pound of potatoes or a pound of tomatoes, you know, anything that rhymes with O's, really. But they want to go back to the old, because old people don't understand that, Joe. Old people are not metricated. So in their brain, they've got to go in the store and say, how many pounds in a kilogram? Because most people don't know that it's 2.2 pounds. Most people can't work it out on the spot.
I hadn't thought of that either, though. I mean, I really hadn't thought about the changes you're going to have to make in that light.
Yeah, but I think that will be a positive thing. I mean, it's a while since I've been in America, but I think we can buy things by the pound still in America, can't we?
Yes, yes, you can. And, but remember when we were going to do that? Oh, you're too young for this. But anyway, we were going to do this whole metric switch over here. You know, that goes back decades. So, I mean, seriously, when you're talking about writing on a tablet, we were actually talking about a slate tablet back then. But, you know, but these guys, they were talking about, bringing in the metric system. We had metric tools. We had, I remember you could buy socket sets that were metric and, regular American, and it was crazy. It was just total an utter craziness because people couldn't figure out which one they were going to use. They had to learn both. It was bad.
I think the problem is when you've grown up with it a certain way, you know, when you are old school, I mean, I'm pretty young, I'm 35, haha, but I'm still pretty old school with regards to things like that. So when metrication occurred in the UK, everybody was sort of up in arms about it because it meant all kind of providers of anything retail had to start selling in those terms. And, you know, it means you've got to buy more than you actually need,
Right.
Unless they'll sell you like half a kilo, which to me is like, you know, your grandmother, your average grandmother doesn't want to have to go and do their math, in the store and work it out. You know, it's easy just to say, I'll get someone else to do it.
No, what I love is when you say kilo here, you know what we're talking about, right? If you're talking in kilos, we're talking a drug deal. Over there, apparently, it could be, you know, a kilo of peas, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's not got any drug reference in this country.
That's hilarious.
Although drugs are a problem, you can call it what you like, so I'm told. But, you know, they'll bring it to your door now.
There you go. They'll deliver it. I know. They're doing that here. I got to tell you, the other thing again is we're getting bits and pieces of news out of England, and it is all obviously around Brexit. It's all obviously around, you know, whether they're going to go in that direction or not. And I just think it's hilarious. It's proof positive that the will, you know, the elites in government don't really care what the will of the people is. They don't care what you voted for because they're so much smarter, so much better. They know what's right for you. Shouldn't we just listen to them?
No, definitely not. Because if we hadn't just listened to them 40 years ago when they were going into this deal, and if we'd have looked into it further and saw how non-beneficial it was to the United Kingdom, we would never have gone into it. Because, I draw parallels with this with regards to kind of like, you know, the tariffs that Mr. Right. Trump is having issues with people. You know, this has been ignored for so long, the tariff situation. And America is being ripped off every day on with regards to trade. And because it's gone on for so long, people just accept it. But now, you know, because places like China are up in arms because, you know, they're not going to make as much money because, you know, we're going to have equal tariff.
I think
they should just get rid of the tariffs altogether, in my personal opinion. But that has gone on for so long. And how dare Donald Trump try and save America money? I mean, I'm astounded, you know, that people do not want to see the Donald as this force for great change for our nation that he actually is. Because, you know, the Brexit ideology is very similar to the MAGA ideology.
Yep.
It's about getting the best deal for the people that live in the country. And surely that should be any good leader's job. You know, whether it's a president or a prime minister, they should not be, they should want the best deal for the citizens. How is that a bad thing?
I'm with you. I think you're exactly right. And you know, the thing I love about Trump is that he's making people crazy. You know, the nationalism that he brings to the table, and the only thing I got to think of, if people would just pay attention, it's really the globalists that are going out of their minds with this. It's really
right.
The globalists that are pushing back on it because it's for the good of the planet. And the other night when he gave his speech, we're kind of out of time here, but when he gave his speech the night, the thing I really loved is when he said, "I am not the president of the planet." I am the president of the United States, and the place went wild. I thought it was wonderful.
Thank God.
Yeah, and anyway, Elizabeth Warren was excited because she got 750 people at her event. I was like, wow. You know, we got to really go for a break now because we both believe in capitalism, and there's no Brexit going on here. I'll be back more with Xander Gibb after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Travelers flying into the United States ran into long lines at major airports nationwide because of a temporary computer outage that affected the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency. And some travelers were tweeting photos and videos of the huge line.
I mean, this is crazy. 3 hours I've never waited. And I'm an American, so, yeah. A CBP spokeswoman said the systems are running again on the East Coast and they're getting travelers back into the air. The spokeswoman said there was no indication of any nefarious activity. Airports in L.A., Dallas-Fort Worth, New York, and elsewhere notified the travelers of those potential delays at the beginning of one of the last weekends of the summer vacation season. Stocks rebounded a bit today. The S&P 500 rose 1.4%, the Dow climbed 1.2%, and NASDAQ picked up 1.7%. Each index still finished with a third-straight weekly decline. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Come on, come on. You can see him in parachute pants, right? I can. Joe Vasilli, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. No calls, so we're gonna get right back at it with Zen. I always enjoy my time with him, and I know you enjoy his time with us. Yeah, I told you, we're back at it, and he's still here. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week. I always appreciate his time and the stories that we're discussing. I just have so much fun with him. Xander, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
Okay, so we're gonna do a couple of disgusting stories, okay, just because I love to have fun with this stuff.
Ooh.
So with everything going on in Los Angeles, with all with all the homeless situation we have, the drug issues, a local news source did a story on how often Americans change their underwear. This is like a big deal, apparently. So, see, you did the same thing I did. I had to go back and look at the story when I went past it the first time. I go, come on, that didn't just say, oh, yeah, it did. 45% of Americans admit that they wear the same underwear for 2 days or more in a row. 15% say that they wear it for up to a week at a time. And I love this stuff. I know it's sick, but I love this stuff. And 28, you know, they suggest that you change your undergarments, actually get rid of them, sell them, and bring in new ones every 6 months. Can you imagine replacing that drawer of undergarments every 6 months?
No. I guess this study was promoted by, you know, the underwear manufacturers of America. Because the thing is, here's the thing. I don't know. I think most people would be changing their underwear, like, every day.
Yeah.
But replacing them, I don't know. Like, I buy a pack of 12 and then throw out the ones that are, you know, a bit raggy. I think most people do that. But you have a wife, so I'm sure your wife kind of just replaces them. And you say, oh, I've had this batch for 12 years.
No, I throw them away when I put them on, right, and then the elastic band is in my hand and the rest of the underwear are on the ground. That's when I figure it's time to replace them. You know what I'm saying?
You keep them for that long? Wow.
And
yeah, I can't do that.
And, you know, women are much better than we are because only 8% of women, either that or they lie better, because only 8% of the women said that they wear their underwear for more than a day. I thought that, you know, with everything going on in the world, this was an important story to have to touch on.
Absolutely.
And then another fun one. I know I didn't set you up with any of these, but I know you can roll with these because they're so funny. Norway flew its first electric passenger airplane. The problem was it crashed shortly after takeoff. And nobody died. Nobody died. So I can make fun of it because nobody died. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, how does that, you know, when you fly in a plane and they do that whole safety thing, right? How does that go on an electric plane? You know, should we lose power? Should we have cloud cover? You know, be ready for the crash. Don't plug in any of your electronic devices because we can't afford the drain. How does it go?
I can't answer that, Joe, because first of all, I wouldn't go on an electric plane. That would, you know, it's one thing if you're in an electric car because all it's going to do is stop.
Right.
But if you're in midair and the plane is electric and it stops, there's no way to go but down. You know, and you know, all those tons of,
yeah,
of steel or whatever the plane is made of, you know, it's gathering momentum. And unless you crash above the ocean, unless it stops above the ocean, you're in trouble, and so are the people below you. Don't, you know, my advice, don't even get on one of those electric.
No, and if AOC is so much, you know, Al Gore and AOC should have been on the initial flight, don't you think?
Well, Mr. Masiona, if you don't want to save the planet, then you don't have to save the planet.
Oh, God, I love this. I just, you know, when you think about the weight of the batteries, and then they have to do some kind of solar, you know, something to pull in the power. I just thought this was wonderful. I thought this was hilarious. Anyway, all right. And speaking, listen, Miss AOC, here's another thing. All right. Apparently, nobody in your district likes you. And the proof is that you won't even been able to raise $1,525.50 for your reelection campaign, or the $107,000 that most candidates raise by this time. She's not even close. And
You know what's going to happen? They're going to vote for that nice black Republican lady. And she's going to take over from me. But that would be racist for them to vote for her. You know that?
I hope they've kept your job for you at the bar.
I hope they've kept her job. Do you know, because that's the kind of thing she would say. I can't remember the lady's name. It doesn't kind of come to mind. But there's a black lady who is running for office as a Republican in her constituency, like running against her. Boy, if she wins, you know, they're... What do the Democrats say then? You know, it's not equality. You know, you can't take a job from a... What does she clarify herself as? AOC? Is she a
Latina woman?
Is she Latino?
I guess.
Yeah.
God,
you know, it's they're just going to be so messed up from that because...
She looks like an angry woman all the time, doesn't she? I mean, she always looks mad.
Exactly.
You know?
Or a drunk woman. Have you seen those videos where she's, like, broadcasting drunk?
Yes. I think that's hilarious.
I do too, and that's a worry. That really is a worry. Yep. I mean, she's bad enough sober.
Yeah. Listen, all I got to say is, can you imagine being her boyfriend? I mean, seriously, no thank you. So, apparently in her area, only 21% of her constituents see her in a favorable light of any kind. 32% say they don't trust her. Okay. 33% say they don't want her and will vote against her. Only 13%
would vote for her anyway.
It was an extremely low turnout election, okay? And you know, they were mad at the establishment, and you couldn't get many people to go out and vote. It was a low turnout vote at the time for her. So, you know, you look at this and you go, if this is proof positive, Republican and Democrat, if you don't come out, if you don't make noise, if you don't support, you're going to get what you don't want. Period.
Wow.
So it's that simple.
I would just hope that the people in her, because I have threatened that you know, if she wins again, that I'm going to come back and
move to that
district and run against her.
Oh, I'm there. I'm there with you. I'm not moving with
you. Can you imagine Representative Xander Gibb for Brooklyn?
Well,
she's not. What is she, Brooklyn?
You got the accent for it. Yeah, she's Brooklyn. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Hey, so you're not a vegetarian, right? I mean, you're okay with slaughtering cows and having a hamburger now and then? Good.
Yeah.
So Apparently, a university in your neck of the woods, the BBC is reporting that the University of London has blocked the sale of any beef product.
Yes, I saw that.
Because it adds to global warming. So, I don't know how cooking hamburgers adds to global warming.
I thought it would reduce global
warming. See, I'm with you.
Every cow you turn into burgers, that stops the cow part.
See?
I can say that on this show.
You can.
And so what that means is we're reducing global warming by eating cows. How can you expect logic from liberals? You know, the problem is that the education system in this country has been privatized. And when you privatize things, it doesn't get better. It just gets more expensive and the standard drops. But imagine saying you can't, we're not going to let you sell beef products on our campus. But you know what this is as well, don't you? This is bowing down to people of certain religions.
Is that what you think? That's what it? Oh, okay. I hadn't thought about that.
I definitely think you. Well, it's offensive, isn't it? You know.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have thought that more if they said, you know, you can't buy like a bacon sandwich or something like that. But you know what I want to ask is, Joe. You know, there are protections now in this country and in America for Muslims. When are the protections going to come in for the Christians?
Oh,
it's a genuine question.
You Christophobic or Muslimphobic, or I don't even know what the term is anymore. I don't even try to keep up. I can't. But
sane person, I think, is the phrase you're looking for.
Yeah, isn't this crazy? It's like we've got to ban everything and anything that upsets anybody in any way.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to upset my advertisers, so we're going to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Thomas Senior, your host, this is on the Real Side. You know, it's always good to have, always good when Xander's on. I appreciate his time with us a whole bunch. I don't know if some of you know it, and he doesn't mind me telling you. He's across the pond, you know. You guys know that? He lives in England right now. He's there with family and what have you. You know, he didn't have much family here, and he had a bit of a health issue that he's working through, and he's doing really great. But if you really want to talk about socialized medicine, you want to talk about the public-private debacle, he's more than happy to discuss it. You can find him on Facebook or send me some questions, and then next week I'll ask him those questions before he comes on. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side. Xander will be with us on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Tell them about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
Joke that should be the theme song for the Congress, really, when they all walk in. Frankenstein, you know what I'm saying? Joe Vecini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, the guy that you actually came to hear tonight, Xander Gibb. Okay, we're back at it. I think he's gone and got his hamburger by now. I'm Joe Vecini, your host. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. Before, you know, they're going to ban hamburgers. We were talking about that in the last segment. You'll have to go back and get it if you missed it. But, yeah, in England, you know, they're gonna what's going to happen? They better not ban hamburger stands. But I got to tell you something. One person from England said, one person they interviewed said, well, that's an American staple. We don't really enjoy hamburgers here. Is that true?
That's not true. Well, here's the problem. In England, they don't call them hamburgers. They call them beef burgers. So that's where the
Well, that wouldn't make sense, right? Because it's not ham. It's not ground ham.
No.
Who the heck came up with that?
I mean, I always maintain this. You know, I'm obviously 200% pro-American, but, you know, the British give us a language, and this is what we do with it.
Well, you know, I always joked in Boston, you know, that we had more, Boston and New York, they got more colleges per square foot than any place else in the country, and they murder the King's English. I mean, they just massacre the King's English, and really, seriously.
Right.
He mentioned a hardcore New Yorker and a hardcore Bostonian sitting at a table trying to have a cup of coffee. They wouldn't be able to understand each other. And they're both speaking English. Here, we
even in New York.
We need
even in New York, if you're sitting in the middle of Manhattan and someone there is from Long Island.
Yeah.
It's really hard to understand them. You know, even the Jersey, the new Jersey accent.
No kidding.
It's really difficult to understand.
I mean, hey, we need a translator over here.
Yeah.
No, and it's true. People don't realize that if you get in your car and you drive from the tip of Maine down to, I don't know, Florida, you'd probably hear 20 different English dialects by the time you got
there. Yeah, and, or right, more.
Yeah, and you'd be totally confused. You wouldn't know what to say, where, and how. But you have the same thing in England, right? You have the same thing in London, just outside of London. You have different terminologies, correct?
Absolutely. One of the things that I used to do was to teach accents to actors, like British regional accents. And you go to Wales, they have a different accent. Liverpool,
yep.
London, Ireland, they have a different regional accent, too.
Yeah, but Wales and Ireland don't consider themselves part of London proper or England.
They're not part of
London
proper, but they're part of the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
Or at least Northern Ireland is part of.
I think the Scottish had a little.
The United Kingdom is part of the United Kingdom.
the Scots had a little squirmish with the English at one time.
They wanted to leave, but the British wouldn't let them because they still wanted their money coming in. So although they have their Scottish Parliament as just kind of like a grand gesture, really, because they're so controlled by the UK, which I always find really, hilarious.
Yeah, no, it's they do it here in the United States too. They have areas where they have these little town councils, and the town councils report to the county, but they have no power. You know, it's kind of an advisory council more than it is a town council, and people feel like they voted and they have a say, and they really don't. It's too bad too. I'm not trying to make fun of those councils. I'm just saying they don't have real power,
But here's the interesting thing. Scotland is totally against Brexit. They want to leave the UK, but they don't want the UK to leave Europe. So that's kind of like a bit of a double standard as far, we're much stronger with the in Europe, but Scotland, criticizes the UK for wanting to leave. Leave Europe, which I think is quite an interesting concept.
So you're in the artsy world, as I always call it, and this new law in California, it's one of those things that bothers me because we have so many things going on in California, so many things going wrong, people leaving the state, and the California legislature decided that they had to take this on. What is this I'm speaking of? And some of the listeners know I've been railing on this all week long. California became the first state to ban discrimination against natural hair. So I'm saying to myself, what could that possibly mean? Because I know certain ethnic groups, right? And I have curly hair and some have straight hair and some whatever it is, right? And I've never really heard of discrimination against somebody's hair, natural hair anyhow. Come to find out that Chastity Jones has been in a 10-year legal battle because somebody refused to hire her because she had dreadlocks, right? And I don't know about you. But by the way, she lost in court. She lost at the labor board. She lost everywhere. And somehow she got a hold of somebody at the California legislature, and they decided to pass a law. So anyhow, I don't know about you. I'm not into hair fashion and all that fun stuff. But last I checked, dreadlocks were not a natural state of one's hair, correct?
No, because mostly it's extensions, and also, this is not to be, cruel to people who have dreadlocks, but most of them don't wash their hair for months on end.
There you go.
That would disqualify you working in a kitchen, I have long hair, and as a man, there are certain jobs that I would not be allowed to do without covering my hair, in order to be able to do that job.
Right.
And if your ethnicity should not override the rules of a place of work. If your employer won't let you work in their kitchen with dreadlocks because you don't, because the whole thing is that they're tied into the head and they can't be washed. You have to take them out every 6 months to deal with them. Yes, I have had hair extensions before, you ask. So you should not be working with food, I don't think, because if you're not washing your hair regularly, There are things that could fall in even with a hat or a head covering.
She was trying to get a job at a call center. Okay, so you got a headset on, goes over your hair. Somebody comes in after you, has to put that same headset on or what have you. I'm going, look, you know what? That is not, dreadlocks is not a natural hairstyle, so I'm just not there. I'm not there with you.
It's kind of like all of these people that have got, like, hundreds of facial piercings and tattoos and say, it's Donald Trump's fault that I can't get a job. I mean, it really is just like that.
It's crazy. All right, so... I'm glad we're talking about all this deep stuff, but there have been so many crazy stories this week I haven't been able to get to. I knew I could have some fun with you over these. One university is going to launch a workshop that teaches men about the aesthetics of manhood. Okay? See, you did the same thing I did.
Yeah, well, okay? I'm not going to say, but the first thing you think is not what that, you know.
Yes, I know.
Because when you talk, let's not.
Don't be good. So, things in terms like, you throw like a girl usually upset some men. I just kind of laugh at that. But they're going to do a public university this fall. We'll offer a workshop. Now, this is the part I thought was really funny. For male-identified students, so if you just simply identify as a male, you'll be able to take this workshop. They're going to discuss sexuality, emotional expression, the hookup culture, and the aesthetics of manhood.
Oh, please. Can you stop saying that phrase? Because it's just like, it's just too funny.
Oh, it is. It's when you talk about this stuff, you go, okay, what would that be? What would that look like? Who sat there? I mean, how many beers does it take at the bar where somebody sit around going, hey, I got an idea for a class. What do you think of this? Right? I mean...
You couldn't teach another why, could you? Let's face it.
No, and so they're going through this thing and they're trying to put a class together where they can. The reason they want to teach is when you read between the lines, and it's a pretty long article. They're trying to get people, and they use the term who identify as a male. They want to get them in there, teach them how to, more maleness. Transgenders, get them in there to teach them how to be more male. And I'm saying to myself. You talk about a real mental disorder. This comes from a group of people that's trying to wipe out gender terminologies, doesn't it?
Yeah. How can you have it both ways? You can't have, it's like they're asking for equal pay for women, but they're trying to wipe out, gender.
I know. So, go ahead.
The irony is just delicious every time one of these things comes up, but it kind of bothers me. Well, even the phrase identifying as a man, you're either a man or you're not. Yeah. It is that simple.
I love it.
Even if you have transition, I actually totally respect people who transition and then just refer to themselves as what they are now. Not what they used to be, not trans male, trans female. It's about politicizing your sexuality. And I don't want that from anybody, from gay people to straight people. From men, from women, because it's just so boring. If you want to go and call yourself an intersex or a trans man, go do it where people are willing to listen to it, because it's boring, frankly. I don't advocate treating people badly in any way, shape, or form, but shut up. I don't want to hear about it anymore.
Well, again, I always joke. It'd be like I was walking to the bar and going, my total relationship with, I'm like, come on, knock it off. Nobody talks like that. Nobody wants to hear it. All right, so my last... useless piece of information for the day. Did you know that Johnny Appleseed, when you're a kid, you hear all the stories about Johnny Appleseed. And it's all, right? I mean, he planted apples and apples. Do you know why he did all of that? You know the real reason about it? I'm not trying to trap you here, but it's really kind of funny. The reason he planted all these apple trees is because he wanted people to be able to make apple cider for alcohol. So he was promoting drinking. People, get your facts straight. Anyway, John with Senior Host. Xander, where do people find you?
XanderGibbs.com.
Always fun. Xander, I always hate when he does that because it's too easy. I make it too complicated. You can find out more about the show at TheRealSide.com. That's TheRealSide.com. Joe with Senior Host. For some of you, you'll be moving on. For others, you'll be back with us for another hour here shortly. I am Joe with Senior Host. You're listening to The Real Side. I'll be back in just a few minutes.